Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Too much fun with audio.
The longer you play, the more obvious the better team is going to have a chance at beating you.
That's okay? Cocky pop.
As soon as you use the word cocky pop, this discussion is over because it's poppycock.
Ah, my bad.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
41 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. So glad you're with us. Remember, you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio network on all of our wonderful affiliates and also SiriusXM Channel 206. And on your phone using the CBS Sports app, radio.com or Apple Music. Our next guest is an NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter at CFD22 for the latest on the NFL Draft. As NFL Network provides the live coverage of the 2019 NFL Draft coming up from Nashville a little over a week from now, next Thursday. Joining us here on the show is our good friend, Charles Davis. Charles, good morning. How we doing?
Sorry about that. Good morning, DA.
Good morning. How we feeling? How we doing?
We're doing okay if we learn how to operate a phone.
I've had my troubles with that as well, so I wouldn't worry too much about this. Hey, what do you think about where we are with Kyler Murray at number one? It kind of feels like this is inevitable, but are we taking this for granted? Do you think that there's still some questions of what the Cardinals will do at one?
Well, I think we're all at the stage, well, I shouldn't say we all, but I'm at the stage of inevitable is probably the word that I would go with that you used. I think that's where I feel it is. I think that the Cardinals will play it all the way down, and I think we'll have a move on Josh Rosen the night before the draft. That's kind of the feeling I get. Look, the bottom line is you want to make sure that guy's there. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. I mean, the reason we see the phone calls to the draft guys, hey, guess what? Congratulations, Philadelphia Eagles calling you. Well, back in the old days, you couldn't really put an eyeball on them, so you had to make sure they were still with us. You didn't want to spend a draft pick on a guy who wasn't around.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, the tradition continues, of course. To me, you just want to make sure Kyler Murray gets the draft night. He's your guy, and off you go. I get the sense, DA, that even though the Cardinals can always say, we're not going to take him, let's say they don't take Nick Bosa at one, all right? They don't get a deal, whatever. They take Bosa at one. They can always say to their fan base, we never said we were going to take him. You guys assumed we were. You think there's any way they can sell that to the fan base at this stage? No shot, all right? So to me, if the Cardinals are going to take someone else, they've mismanaged this process going in because they didn't manage expectations by any stretch of the imagination. Heard Cliff Kingsbury talking about how great Josh Rosen was it last week? And I thought, yeah, I would do the same thing too if you're trying to keep that alive. But no one's buying it. No one's hearing it. I think Kyler Murray goes one to the Cardinals, and then the draft really officially begins.
Do you think that Josh Rosen, if they do trade him, would command a first-round draft pick?
No. Is that a definitive enough?
That sounds pretty definitive, Charles.
I've said it for a long time now, and I don't think it's an original thought. I'm not John Nash in A Beautiful Mind by any stretch of the imagination, but I never saw one coming at all. And based off of everything that's swirling around and what I'm hearing, I don't see a one happening. I think the bidding starts with a two. And if we have multiple suitors, what sweeteners are they going to offer? So I look at the teams that have multiple picks in the middle rounds and say those would be the ones who have the best pursuit. Because, you know, you offer the two. Okay, everybody's offering a two. Then you're going to look at where you are in the draft. You know, if you're trading twos or something like that, you know, whatever it is. Okay, what's my sweetener? Well, I've got a three to give you. You know, somebody says, I've got a five to give. Well, okay, that makes that simple, right? So who knows how it's going to truly go down, as we say, if indeed it does. But that's what I'm thinking. I don't think any way possible that a one happens. I just don't. I just don't see that. I mean, think about Antonio Brown, D.A. When he got when that move happened, everybody was screaming about one. Give a hit, and I was like, one? For a 31-year-old receiver? Okay, I'll grade you. Are you kidding me? Everybody uses draft capital, you know. It's a big deal. What did he end up going for? A 3 and a 5. And think about the production he's given the league, and he went at a 3 and a 5. We're talking about a rookie quarterback who struggled with a bad team last year. I don't think anyone's offering a one.
Does that make what John Gruden got for Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper that much more impressive?
Yeah, it does, frankly. And look, with the production you get from Khalil Mack, there will always be questions about what Oakland was thinking. Right? Like, okay, I get where you're going with all this, but wouldn't you rather have a proven guy who does it down in and down out?
I mean,
that's kind of where I am on
it. I would
it.
Think so.
The Amari Cooper one was a little bit different because it seemed like production was declining for whatever reason there, and it jumped back up with Dallas in fits and spurts. If you go back and look at his time there, the numbers are really impressive. And look, I'm impressed. But there were spurts in there, if you look back, DA, right? Monster game against Washington on Thanksgiving Day, right? The Philadelphia Eagles game was off the charts, but not all of them were like that. So they're still trying to figure it out there, and I think that they will. I think he and his quarterback are still learning each other, and he'll assume the mantle of number one. But to your point, getting ones for both of them, if that was the goal, fantastic. You got to applaud them because not many of those ones are getting tossed around this league.
Charles Davis, NFL Network, joins us here in advance of the NFL draft next week. Besides Kyler Murray, who's the quarterback you like most in this upcoming draft? And maybe it's not Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins. And I've got Haskins ahead of Murray on my deal. Have from the start and have not changed it. And again, you're splitting hairs in a lot of ways. I did a little thing, DA, where I said, okay, here's 31 guys that I have a first-round grade on. Ultimately, it's my number, my choice. Did I talk to people around the league? Yes. Did I get help? Of course. I'm not that stupid. And I probably have more guys that have true first-round grades than the rest of the league does. Okay, I would estimate, DA, if you went through every draft room, all 32 draft rooms, the number of true first-round grades on guys would be somewhere between, I'm going to say, 17 to 23, 24. I've got 31. So I'm a little, I'm the professor you want in college, okay? I'm an easier grader, all right? So when I say easier, these are guys that I think have a very good chance of going in the first round and guys that I particularly like. So I have 31 of those guys listed. I had Haskins at 9 and Kyler Murray at 10, if that tells you anything. I just like Haskins' ability to throw from the pocket. I like his size. I like his potential and upside because, remember, he's a redshirt sophomore, one-year starter. Played against Michigan his freshman year when injuries occurred to JT Barrett and helped lead him to a victory. I think he's got poise. I think he's got moxie. And I've got a curious eye on all this talk about him dropping and being the fourth or fifth quarterback selected. I'm struggling to buy that right now, DA.
Is there going to be more than those two guys at quarterback selected in the first round? Do you think Daniel Jones from Duke goes in the first round?
I've got a second-round grade on him myself. I like him, but I don't have him as a first-rounder. But wouldn't shock me at all if he went. And, in fact, I talked to someone yesterday that I truly respect in the league. You know, we all talk to a bunch of guys, right? But this is one guy that, like, you know, if he says it, you know, it's the old, you know, Dickie Dunn in the movie Slapshot. Dickie Dunn wrote it. It's got to be true, right? If he tells me something, I really listen to it. And he tells me he thinks 4 to 5 are going in the first round. And he feels like 5 are
really?
Going.
Really? 5?
And, he rocked me on that one. I was like, 5? I said, all last year, all you and your ilk spent all your time telling me and the rest of us, get your quarterback in 2018 because 2019 is a bad year. Remember that, D.A.?
Yes, of course.
Get your guy now. Because next year doesn't look so great. And then as Justin Herbert jumped out of the draft, it looked worse. And now as we get closer to the draft, quarterback fever kicks in again, and they're selling me on five. And for me, that would mean, in whatever order, Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones, and now your fifth guy for a long time was Ryan Finley. I think your fifth guy, if indeed five come through, I think what he's telling me is Will Greer's going in the first round from Washington.
Whoa, wow.
And that will be very interesting. And what I think it would be very similar to last year when Baltimore traded back into the first round at 32 and grabbed Lamar Jackson. Let's see, who else did Minnesota years before? Remember that, trading back in and grabbing Teddy Bridgewater?
Right.
That fifth-year option for your rookie quarterback in the first round? That, to me, would be at 32. And by the way, who holds 32? Oh, that's right, New England. Have they been shy about trading picks? No. So that's where that comes in. Now we'll have to let it play. For me, I only choose three in the first round. That's me. But my man's telling me he thinks five are going to go. And D.A., I think that'll get people jumping in Nashville on Thursday night a week from now.
Yeah. Boy, there's five quarterbacks taken in this draft.
Five
in the first
quarterbacks
round.
In a draft they told us was a bad draft for quarterbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Man, good to be a quarterback, huh?
Yeah, it really is. Well, the only thing I can think of is, well, not the only thing, but I will bet you my last nickel. If five do go in the first round, the first thing that's going to come up that you're going to see, and you'll hear whether we're talking about it at NFL Network, whether our compatriots at ESPN, ABC are talking about it, and just everyone who's involved in our business, DA, right? See how fast the draft with Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel, and all those guys come up.
Yeah.
Because then everybody's going to say, okay, is it going to be a good draft of quarterbacks, or is this one where we pushed guys up and didn't get the return on it?
Yep.
Remains to be seen, but I'm just telling you, five go in the first round on a quarterback draft that I said was bad, that draft will come up really fast.
NFL Network provides live coverage of the upcoming NFL draft from Nashville, April 25, 26, and 27. That comes up at the end of next week already. Charles Davis, he's the best. Follow him on Twitter at CFD22. CD, you the man. I appreciate the time as always, buddy. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a ton, DA. It's great to chat with you again, and I'm going to go review my phone manual again so I can turn this bad boy
on. Sounds good,
take
buddy.
Care.
All right, man. You too. Charles Davis joining us this morning on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.